It's Eric Hansen in Knoxville High School with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Knoxville Blue Bullets baseball team. Let's hear it. Yeah! Let's meet the Knoxville Blue Bullets baseball team.
Kate Donovan, catcher, freshman. Zach Mullen, shortstop, freshman.
Callie Weston, second base, freshman.
Jason, third baseman, freshman.
Ryan Nixon, right field, second base, sophomore.
Nathan Erickson, pitcher, sophomore.
Kate Chonkler, third base, sophomore.
Austin Manakin, shortstop, junior.
Jackson Lewis, junior catcher.
Mikey Cavanaugh, junior, center field.
Jake Cantarini, junior, second base.
Nate Mulvey, senior, outfield.
Matt Kurgan, senior, first and second base.
Eric Ingebretson, senior, left field.
Blake Hannafant, senior, infielder.
Alec Lester, senior, first base.
With Coach Rick Reed of the Knoxville Blue Bullets baseball team. And Coach, congrats on Hometown Heroes, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate everything you guys do for all the sports seasons.
Well, we come here during lots of seasons for you guys. Your basketball team had a great year, and your teams always do well. How about this 2016 baseball team?
Well, I guess if you're here, that means we're playing well. So that's always a good thing. So as long as you're here, that means we're heading in the right direction.
Sure. Well, you know, if we've been to schools where they've got their first win in like 3 years and it was a big celebration. So that could be the case too, but it's not. How about this team this year? Maybe talk about them a little bit.
Well, we're led by our seniors. There's no question about it. Blake Hannafant, Alec Lester, Eric Ingebretson, our three captains, our three seniors, have been here for 4 years and played for me. Started when they're freshmen, took their beatings. And I guess now it's coming to fruition where they get to be on the positive side of things.
Does it work both ways where you know their personalities, they know yours, and they know when to get to work and quit messing around?
You know, it's funny. I was telling my assistants there a couple weeks ago, you know, this is probably the least amount of coaching I've had to do because they've been around me so long that we can just show up and get our work done and basically go home. You know, I don't have to get after them a lot. They know what I expect and they do it. And they even take that into the younger kids, you know, so they know what to do.
Coach Reed, do you just mentioned playing Galesburg maybe soon. Who do you look forward to usually every season? Like, can't wait to go see those guys.
Oh, usually Abingdon. Pickerel does a really nice job at Abingdon, and me and him have become friends over the years, and I know a lot of people from down there. And it's more of a friendly rival now than a lot of people would like to think, but me and him have a good relationship, so it's always fun to play them.
If you talk to my wife, who's an Abingdon graduate, she wouldn't have said it was friendly this morning.
It's funny. My wife's from Abingdon, and she didn't think it was a funny rivalry either.
Well, you guys won it. I'm sure we'll be at A-Town again. How about the new digs? Are you used to all this new stuff around you here at Knoxville High School yet?
You know, the facilities get nicer every day we come out. The baseball field we just got back on this year. We'd been out at Hinkle Field for 2 years, so we're back home. We've only played 2 home games, so that's what's nice about the start we've got off to is basically we've been on the road for all but 2 of them.
Congrats, and to not just the students here, but the community obviously coming out for the Blue Bowl. It's making them hometown heroes, so good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate everything you guys do for all the sports.
Might be back with a $1,000 check in 4 or 5 weeks. You never know.
We can find something to do with that money.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. We're just trying to be